Hello.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hey.
All right, so for TPC Ventures, Noel said that the cabbage balance does have to be paid off.
Yeah.
But you were saying that the customer didn't want to do that?
No.
To keep the line of credit?
No. No. So we understand that. We'll force that issue. What we want is 200. We want two. What we would love is 250 from OnDeck, 18 months, force them to pay off. They'll pay off the cabbage. They'll net the difference.
Okay. Well, also on that, he said that this customer has been with OnDeck before, and they've only ever qualified for like 100K max.
Okay.
So he says that it's unlikely that we can go for a full payoff here unless we show proof that all the balances are under 125K. He said that at that time, it's worth like opening a case to have underwriting look at it again.
So hold on. But why is Jade saying nonsense that this person only gets 75K when the bank showed 200K a month?
Yeah, so that was something that, like, I don't know why she said that. He said that, like, she didn't give the full story in talking to me or whatever. But he told me that this customer was only most approved for 100K at OnDeck. So
yeah, but that must have been a long time ago. Have they seen the recent banks?
Well, he said in order to open this up, we have to show that the balances now are under 125 or less.
Oh, cool. Fine. Send him the MCC contract. Say, here's the MCC contract the customer took out. It includes early payoffs. That will prove that the current balance is under 125K.
But he's saying 125 collectively, so that has to include cabbage. And if you take like 110 plus, you know, the 40K.
But does he know that? Can't we just ask for an approval with the condition that the guy will pay off cabbage?
So he's going to pay off cabbage by himself then?
Yeah, that's the whole point. The guy has 70 grand in his personal account. He will pay off cabbage. I can't go to the customer and say, hey, look, pay off cabbage and then maybe we'll do it. No one will do that. But what I can do is him saying, hey, look, here's a 200 to 250K approval. You have to pay off cabbage to do it.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense.
Now, if OnDeck can't move forward without proving that cabbage is zero, I can try that, but I don't think it's going to work.
All right, that's no problem. We'll just cross that bridge, you know, if it gets there. But I'll just send him what we just talked about. And you said that for those two-second position approvals, we got 90K from New Era and 60K from Everest.
I'm going to send you a message real quick. Here, hold on a second. Hi. Here, the MCC... Here is the MCC contract. The customer gets an early payoff. Customer gets an early payoff. An early payoff. Since this was funded in May, and is a year term, even without the early payoff, they are below 125K. We would like. We would like to see if OnDeck can approve, can approve this, and before funding, the customer will pay off his cabbage, get a zero balance letter, Also, if OnDeck can do 200, the customer will pay down his MCC loan, to 100. The customer's goal is to get a longer, cheaper term. He is currently at a 128 over 12.
I'm calling right now.
Did you get my email?
Yeah, it's just through iMessage, yeah.
Yeah, through iMessage, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Okay, and then...
Go ahead.
I was just saying that we have 2 second position approvals, 90K at New Era and then 50K at Everest. Those don't matter. You don't care for that to be in CNET.
You can put the 90K. I mean, it's just unfortunately, Jaw doesn't really understand what this guy is trying to do.
Okay. All right, well, let me just send over that information on deck, and then I can leave a note on CNET, but just won't, like, mark it as approved. I don't know.
Yeah, fine. You can put it. It's I know it, Jaw doesn't need to know because it'll just add a confusion.
Okay, so just make it like a private note then, not public? Sure. Okay, all right, I'll put that in there.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
You got it, bye-bye.
Say bye.